It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 24th, 2019. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through Saturday morning and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect from this morning through Saturday afternoon. And as I've said many times, these two advisories go hand in hand because the winds create friction on the top of the water and tend to make the waves higher. So we always have these two effects here, at least two, happening out offshore, where we have our wind waves that come in as a result of our local winds, whatever happens to be happening with whatever weather is spinning over us at the moment. And then we have the swells that generally come from further out to sea, sometimes from weather systems that are way far away from here, as far away as Japan. And they tend to be longer period waves, And they can get pretty high, as can the wind waves. But the wind waves are generally of short duration because they are generated by our local winds here. So if we look at our forecast for today, northwest winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, so it's going to be windy out there. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 6 seconds apart. Northwest swells 7 feet at 9 seconds. But as we look ahead through the weekend, by Saturday, those swells could reach 12 feet. So that is a bit of a different story from 3 feet. If you consider that about 10 feet is as high as one story of a building, you're a little bit higher than that. And that can make for some seasick conditions out there for people who are prone to that. But at any rate, the marine weather forecast is very specific to just the marine environment out over the water. And it's stuff that seasoned mariners and wise mariners, even if they're somewhat inexperienced, always check the weather forecast because it gives you an idea of what kind of conditions you are going to be up against when you get out there on the water. And this is for the open water, the outside of the, off the coast in the ocean. The river environment can be quite different, and that depends on what kind of winds are happening on the river. And we often have in the afternoons southwest winds as we get toward this time of year. So as you get toward the early evening, we'll see southwest winds happening, good for sailing. Sometimes you'll see east winds coming down the river, and this can really affect the conditions on the river, because if you have, say, an outgoing tide that is really ripping, an ebb that is just flying down the river, there's a lot of water moving. If there's a southwest or a west wind, that can create a chop. So at certain times of the tidal cycle, you'll see whitecaps out there. And then when the tide turns and the tide is rising and going generally in the same direction as the wind, you will see those whitecaps die down and the river will actually look calm. It never is. It's always, I would say, maybe for a minute when the tide actually turns, there's a moment where the river stops as it's turning. But in general, the Columbia River is really a force to be reckoned with and deserves to be treated with great respect at all times. And so the marine weather forecast, if you're going out in a boat, don't forget to take a look at it. And even if you're going to the beach, take a look at it, because it will affect the conditions on the shore and the height of the waves that you can expect to see when you go to the beach. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. I thought I'd talk in a little bit more detail about our ships coming and going today. We have 7 inbounders. We have 7 in our Astoria anchorages, which include off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, and the Rice Island anchorage a little bit upriver from Astoria on the north side of the ship channel. In our outbounders, we have 8 heading downriver and out to sea. These are generally ships that are loaded with cargo. The ships that you see coming in and the ones that are in our anchorages are generally light of cargo, so we are a big export area here. Some ships come in with cargo, like car carriers. There are ships that come in to bring in certain mineral cargoes, but generally our vessels here come in light and leave loaded. So as I've said before, you will see the ships coming in with a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing, which is special paint designed to repel marine organisms that is designed to be used below the surface of the water. You'll see a lot of that visible when you see the ships coming in. And when they're going downriver, they're sort of hunkered down in the water, and a lot less of their hulls are showing because they're full of cargo. And that is really the best way for a ship to be, because the ships are much more stable when they are loaded with cargo. And so when they get out in heavy seas, it's much better for a ship to be loaded to a reasonable, safe capacity with cargo, because they are just designed to handle conditions better when they're loaded. So let's see who's coming in first today. We have a ship called the BBC Africa. She's arriving from China. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs. This BBC line used to bring in wind turbine parts for a number of years when we had a lot of wind turbine projects. Those BBC ships would come in with that project cargo, as it's called, on board, big pieces of things. So the ships would have a number of the blades for those wind turbine parts and the all the other parts that would be loaded separately on deck, and you could see them going by. Quite interesting to see. And I had the opportunity to watch those being unloaded at the port of Longview once, and it was really quite interesting to see them take those pieces off very carefully, one at a time, and put each piece on one truck per piece, and those trucks would head out to Eastern Oregon and Washington for those projects. But now these BBC ships seem to be coming in here to pick up some logs. So she passed Astoria probably around 2:30 a.m., headed for Longview. It takes about 3.5 hours to get there. So an early morning arrival. And actually, all of our arrivals today are pretty early in the day. There's one that's happening after midnight, but the rest of them are all coming by in the morning. The Aramis is arriving from Russia, headed for Portland. She's going to a berth that handles fertilizer, so she could have something on board called urea, which is a component of fertilizer. She probably passed Astoria around 6:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland by about 12:30 p.m. The Ultra Tiger is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage, but she ultimately will pick up wheat. She passed Astoria. She glided in about 6:30 to stop off the downtown waterfront. Lots and lots of wheat. We're a huge portal for wheat. So lots of ships come in light and leave loaded with wheat on the Columbia River. And a lot of that wheat gets barged down from inland to Portland on the Columbia Snake River system. So there's a lot of integration between tugs and barges and ships to get that wheat be heading out of the river to be exported. The Saga Wave is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington. I think she has bentonite clay on board. It's used to clarify liquids. It's very, very absorbent and also used for kitty litter, which I love to say. She'll probably pass Astoria or did about 8 a.m. That would put her in Portland about 2 p.m. The Peak Proteus is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. Not sure what her cargo is, but sometimes ships do come in. Not sure what their cargo is going to be yet. They haven't got all the paperwork lined up yet. And so they come in knowing that they will eventually know where to go. And so some ships arrive in the anchorage, and they'll find out when they get here really where they're going to go. So they're still negotiating what's happening there. Let's see. The Ultra Puma is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll pass Astoria around 11 a.m. and then glide to a stop in the anchorage. You can see those ships that are coming into the anchorage, they slow down way before they get to the bridge, and they just kind of because they don't have brakes, they glide to a stop and drop their anchors. It's really kind of interesting and very slow motion, like a slow motion kind of maritime ballet to watch the ship's anchor if you have time to ever sit out there and watch. The Forest Trader is arriving from Japan. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. Another bentonite clay ship arriving around probably around a little bit after midnight on Saturday morning, about 6 hours later. Well, actually, no, she's stopping in the Astoria anchorage, so she'll be there for a while. And bentonite clay is, again, used to clarify liquids. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the G.H. Glory, the Azura, the Gorgoi Picus, that's a great name, the New Legacy in the Astoria anchorage, and we have the BLC First, the Cavo Alcyon, and the Feng Mei. And some of these vessels are getting wheat, picking up wheat. I'm not sure about the cargo on all of them, wheat is a pretty good bet if you're ever on the river with relatives and want to impress them. If a bulk carrier goes by, you can say, I think there's probably wheat on that ship, and you'd probably be right. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.